Finally, in this session, we come to what is probably the most convoluted area of property income, that being how we deal with the grant of a sublease. Referring back to the previous example, Donald has a right to occupy Beth's house for the next 20 years, having paid Beth a premium of £30,000. In March 2011, Donald decided that he no longer wished to live in the house, so he grants a 5-year sublease to a subtenant called Angela. Angela now has a right to live in the property for the next 5 years. In return, Angela pays Donald a premium for the grant of this short sublease. The premium paid by Angela is £10,000. We know that the premium received by a taxpayer for the grant of a short lease is partly chargeable to income tax and partly chargeable to CGT. So the first thing we do is to remove the capital element. This is 2% of the premium multiplied by 5 minus 1, 5 being the number of years of the lease. So of the £10,000 premium, £9,200 is charged to income tax in the hands of Donald. That is the straightforward bit. However, where a taxpayer, Donald, has a lease and from that lease he grants a short sublease, that taxpayer, Donald, receives an allowance for part of the original premium paid, i.e. part of the initial premium paid to Beth. To calculate this deduction, we take the amount chargeable to income tax in the hands of Beth, this being £18,600 as per the previous example, and multiply this by a fraction. The fraction is the length of the sublease, which is 5 years, divided by the length of the original lease, which is 20 years. So Donald's deduction is £18,600 multiplied by 5 over 20, giving an allowance of £4,650. This is taken from the £9,200, giving Donald a taxable amount of £4,550. This is tricky, so we will quickly recap. Where a taxpayer had been granted a lease, and from that lease he grants a short sublease, he receives a deduction equal to the taxable amount on the landlord multiplied by the length of the sublease over the length of the original lease. This is a difficult rule to spot and remember, but on the bright side, it is perhaps something you will not come across very often. This concludes the teaching phase, so we will finish off with a couple of practice questions. Steve lets out an apartment in New York, making a profit of £16,000. He also has a villa in Tuscany, and this letting produces a loss of £3,000. As these lettings are both chargeable as overseas property business income, we can net these off to give overseas property business profits of £13,000. Steve also lets out a flat in West London and makes a loss on this letting of £1,000. As this is a UK property, the loss is a UK property business loss. We cannot offset this loss against overseas property business profits, so this loss must be carried forward. Steve's net income for the year will therefore be the overseas property business profit of £13,000. The correct answer is therefore answer B. Harriet grants a 25-year lease to Anita in January 2011, and Anita pays a premium of £40,000. As this is a short lease, we need to remove the capital element. This comes out to be £19,200, leaving Harriet with a taxable amount of £20,800. You are asked in the question to calculate Harriet's property income for 2010-11. You are told in the question that Anita pays rents to Harriet of £8,000 per annum, with effect from the 1st of January 2011. We need to take account of the rents receivable. Of this £8,000, 3 months relate to 2010-11, being £2,000. Harriet's total UK property business income for 2010-11 will be the premium plus the accrued rents, being £22,800. That concludes this module on further aspects of property income.